with regard, let's say, to lifestyle, to assimilation, to acculturation, acceptance of Canadian way of life? What are some of the things that probably hit you the strongest?
There are some that give easy and some that don't. The younger generation naturally wants to change. But I find, this I guess relates more to the girls, they go too fast. I've cautioned some of them on putting the brakes on.
Can you give an example?
Well,
what do you mean when they
more
go too fast?
More jewelry in the daytime. I've got to get a drink, excuse me. Girls going a little bit too fast once they start going. And
like with reference to jewelry, you mean?
Just their attitude, moral attitude, I guess. They feel what they see on television and read in the magazines is for real for their next door neighbor. They don't seem to understand that it's not like that. You know, there is a society with higher moral standards than you see on the boob tube. Mm-hmm. And they haven't got that clear in their head yet. They think once you get away a little bit further from your own church, I guess the word Weltlich fits into there very good. Sometimes we are referred to as a Weltlich person, and they do seem to go a little overboard. So I've cautioned quite a few of them that, no, go back to your own church, get your roots there, and then, of course, you can explain to them when the scripture says to hold on to what your father and mother taught you, that was not, the Bible was not referring to style and clothing. It was referring to the laws of God, and remember those, but not what you're putting on the outside. There you go with just logic decency. Mm-hmm. So
you find kind of at points an overwhelming acceptance of Canadian
younger girls,
lifestyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't totally understand that isn't how the average Canadian lives. That is kind of beyond the average system.
Mm-hmm.
We don't live that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I think they're super keen people. I think some of them have an exceptional high IQ, because when you talk to them about the fellow's going to take a mechanics course or something, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes I'll go to a place and the car is apart and they're going to put it together and go someplace that night. You know? So they're once they get past this not going to a formal school where they learn, they'll shine. And I know some of them too that in a few short years, I think they're going to be able to buy us out.
Oh, yeah,
I think. But I think that's the way the world turns, doesn't it? Somebody.
So you're kind of being a prophet and saying that financially and in terms of business, they're going to be the keeners around here.
Oh, some are showing it already.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because they can pull together a little longer. Like, dad can still claim a paycheck from a son and a daughter, where in our society isn't done. So if he can walk into a place and in one summer just put $10,000 down on a house where the average person put three or four, and then they turn around and pay it off in 3 years, and a lot of them don't want a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand owing and paying a lifetime. They will own it. And of course, after they own it, they can save money and buy the next one, and then money makes money, and then they will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you find them changing their lifestyle pretty drastically when they come, or does it take quite a while?
Well, again, like everybody else, some are fast, some are slower.
And it's hard to generalize.
It's hard to generalize, because you get both. You get a family that just says no. I was just at Micklin House this morning, and there's a man that's been here quite a while, and he refused to change. Now, men, you don't see the difference as much as in women, but he's still wearing the bib overall for a reason. He's not going to take off his bib overall and wear the belt. So, but the women find it very hard to leave the kerchief off.
Mm-hmm.
The younger girls, of course, are not wearing it. You can't. Today, if you walk down the street in Leamington, the new ones, yes, that just came, definitely. But those that have been here 5 years, you can't pick them out.
Right.
Which is good. They don't have to be known by what they wear.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has told me or suggested to me that, I like your reaction to this, the ones who come tend, at least in the beginning, very much to be very, they call it hungry for money.
Yeah, they are. They sometimes the way the children are working over hours, overloaded with heavy hampers of tomatoes, and they're only, say, a young girl, 9 or 10, filling that basket. And a 9 or 10 year old girl should no way be picking 100 baskets a day, and some have done it. Mm. I don't like that, but that's another situation that I think will be looked into. Not that they shouldn't be working. I think children should, and I think it's a good idea that they give some money home, because a child does not need $100 a week to go blow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't build character, and it doesn't give him anything, and if it helps mom and dad, then later on he can be helped. So I'm not against that, but don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they do sometimes. But I think we all did when we had nothing. You have to for a little while, and a little while doesn't hurt you as long as you don't jeopardize a child's health by it. We've gone through it, had to do it, and I know I would do it again. I could see where there were results, good results from it. So in moderation, a little bit of that is good, because when you turn around and look at the other side of the coin, where there's children that don't work at all and just get enough allowance to go blow, or the first paycheck they blow, that isn't good. So here you've got these blowing and these keeping too much and working too hard. So if we can get these to work a little easier and give the children a little more gradually, and some of these people help pick those tomatoes, but it isn't going to happen that fast.
Yeah. Another angle on this whole thing. In your experience, what kind of, referring particularly to the old colony now, what kind of a sense have you received of their inner piety, of their church life?
Well, they are searching, and they know that there's something a little different than what they've been taught. And in our classes, we talk about scripture quite a bit. And they like that, because they are supposed to be scripture-minded, knowledgeable people. But we find, like I find them, not that knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
The women are not at home reading, but they would like to. But apparently that's the man's place.
Mm-hmm.
The woman isn't to know too much. She's to go to her husband, and her husband is to go to the so-called elms with his problems. He is never... I don't think they promote the contact, a spiritual contact with God and the person himself too terribly strongly, although it is done too. But the elms have more to say about your spiritual well-being than you, between you and the Lord or God yourself, which
so
I don't quite buy it.
The Om is kind of the mouthpiece of God.
Yeah, he's their spiritual leader, supposed to be, but he is finding that the people are not coming to him that much too. He is seeing a difference.
Like,
now, I had an experience of where women are not to pray out loud. Well, I was rather shocked. I didn't know that. And so with one lady with a serious problem, I said, well, I don't know the answers. We'll wait and search, and we'll pray about it. She says, do you want to pray right now? And we did pray, and of course it was emotional, and it was hard, and it was a very serious problem. And it has since become better, but when it was learned, I guess she had spoke of it, and that we had prayed, that was terrible. How dare we even pray? Women don't pray. And I was just appalled at that, and I went to see them then about it. So where do you get it? You show me. If there's something I don't know, I better know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teach me. I'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
So and so that has mellowed, and we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now accepted. Whether there'll be something that'll go on, I can't say that. But
you've had, I guess, a fair amount of experience with seeing how the local community either accepts or rejects these newcomers. Can you comment on that? Is that how has it been in the past? How is it now? Is it changing any?
The so-called established church here is finding it hard when newcomers come, because they are reprimanding them for have gone to Weltlich.
Well, that's among the old colony.
That's in the old colony. My work is really with the old colony. Now, I did have Maria Hyde as a student for, right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and worked with her a little bit alone, too, along with her classes, and she related with her problems all the time. There was always something, and she is now, with my guidance, taking part of the social director's job at the Livingston Nursing Home, and mm-hmm. that means see that there are church services there, see that they're taken for a drive once a week. Like, something has to go on every day. So here is an end result of someone who lent themselves. She is originally Old Colony, now EMC, and she is now a social director at Leamington Lodge mm-hmm. with help.
I see.
So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
She also, from this, shot off a home care program, nursing, which St. Clair picked up. So again, we were in contact with St. Clair, and we couldn't do it as a Mennonite project, mm-hmm. Old Colony project, so we filtered Mennonites into it, Old Colony girls and EMC, and she also now works at the part-time at the Leamington Nursing Home.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a girl who came from just field work, and as much as I'm pleased with that, some of the girls will want that too, but the parents will say, well, she's not a simple person anymore working in fields, and some of them say, this is what we're to do. They relate that to their religion.
Mm-hmm.
So again, while you're feeling so good about what you've done for somebody, and here they are, somebody else isn't going to like it, mm-hmm. but the young girls will like it. And then you wonder about our government too. Here, they're looking for people to work in the fields, and where do we get them? And then we educate them into something beyond that, and then we're back here, where are we going to find these? So really, it's a big ball of wax.
Yeah.
But that was a very pleasing thing.
Yeah.